Time here. What about infringement? Are you contending this is an offer to sell?
We pled both. We pled both. There was an offer. It was accepted, and that created a sale. And
but the offer was made in Europe.
That's right. And
the offer wasn't made in the United States.
That is technically correct because that's where the party's representatives were. But if you look at the set of cases, the Rotec, MEMC, Transcore, Light Cubes, even the court's more recent decision in SEB or SEB, I'm not entirely sure how that's supposed to be pronounced. If you look at those, you see a consistent theme running through those, and that is that the 271A requirement is that it's an offer to sell to the United States. It's not the offer that has to take place, Judge Moore, in the United States.
For sales.
It's the offer for sale into the United States.
For sale, the sale would ultimately have to occur in the United States, which is what those cases address, but they don't actually address where the physical location of the offer needs to be.
Right, and I think that's right, and I think the SEB case pointed out that this court has yet to develop the full contours of that area of the law. But again, the consistent theme that runs through these cases
Suppose there was no sale at all. Suppose that somebody made an offer in Europe, but there was no actual sale because the person said, no, I don't want to buy this. Would that offer to sale being made in Europe infringe the United States patent?
It is an offer to sell to the United States. If it was the same offer that was made here, then I would say yes. And the reason I would say yes is that the offer to sell language of 271A is not directed at the technical question of where the offer territorially takes place.
Really? The language of 271A sure is. Offers to sell, comma, or sells any patented invention, comma, within the United States. Within the United States. You're telling me I should say it means offering to sell within the United States, not the offer being in the United States.
Exactly right. It is not offers within the United States to sell. And if this is the case to develop the contours of the offer to sale doctrine, that's fine. But we do have a sale.
But suppose you, strategically, suppose you prevail on this offer to sale thing. You don't have any damages.
I might not have any damages at that point,
but I
might not. Or in this case, I might be able to show, for example, price depression.
Price erosion, yeah. That's what I thought. That's the only thing I could think of, because you certainly don't get the sales. Because the ultimate sales that were made aren't for an infringement.
And that may not be presented here because, in fact, we do have a sale that actually did take place. There was an actual contract that was executed.